Blog Talk Radio.
Nah, what's this?
Nigga, niggas start to come back,
man. Stop playing, son. It's over, son. Not that nigga, son. That nigga too. Jay Blubb, son. Gangstaz, DJ-ass nigga, son. Show that nigga, son.
Listen, man.
In that jacuzzi, flashing like a Uzi bastard. Much love for thugs, off lesbian ashes. What up with Core Mega? Live niggas keep acting. The exhibition flexing, throw my extra clip in. Chrome Bugatti BBS is checking. Niggas talking about how real they kept it on record. Screaming out QBC, but don't rep it. And my brothers keep all a faggot in love with Reaper. My far rock niggas are love to meet ya. Life's a bitch, but shit gets deeper. Fuck gold chains and sneakers. I had that when cocaine was cheaper. Yo, who's this fake nigga sounding like me? You wanna be me, but can't see a thousand
this
like me.
J-Love
I'm lounging. You're like rookies on housing. You see my team coming and your heart starts pounding. You shook, getting paid off the book. Nigga jealous, my LS is off the hook. You see the leg, you fake ass thug, give me respect. Or be another.
Yo, fuck with your boy AR, Angry Fan Movement. Yeah, fuck with Angry Fan 007. I see you niggas listening up. That is woke up, man. Hey, yo, I missed the fucking show, bro. Tripping the fuck out. But I just called Diz. We're going to get Diz on real quick. I keep hearing that he was battling in front of Drake yesterday. I kind of want to hear about that shit. Y'all niggas know the bunk is going down, you know what I'm saying, with him and Diz and shit. So I wanted to cover that shit. Hey, y'all niggas already know we got up. I'm going to see what I could get all this shit. Now that we already definitely got Diz off the shit. My boy already ordered. Diz called me right now. One second. Yo, yo, I'm back with the guests. We got Diz on. Yo, Diz, what's goody?
Swapping caps.
Yo, shit, chilling, my nigga, man. Yo, what the fuck? I keep hearing all this shit about you and Drake and battling. Like, what the hell is going on?
Yo. Yeah, last night we, you know, Drake had a birthday party in Los Angeles. There's a lot of celebrities there, and, you know, there's a lot of people there. Taylor Swift, John Mayer, Katy Perry, Jaden Smith, just a bunch of people were there. You know, his staff decided they wanted to surprise him with a battle with his favorite battlers, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, they decided that me and Ice should battle, you know what I mean, at his birthday, where we come out during the dinner and we right there in front of everybody and they're like, hold on, yo, Drake, we got you some shit. And like, it's just a live battle at your own birthday type of shit, you know what I mean?
Oh, shit, okay.
Yeah, which was pretty fucking awesome of his homies, I'll tell you that much. Yeah, I ain't never had no battle on my birthday.
Oh, yeah. So you've been knew about the battle ahead of time?
It was damn near 24-hour notice, to be honest with you.
Oh, okay. So did Ice come?
Nah, he didn't. And, like, he said he had some kind of – I'll give Ice the benefit of the doubt because he's always kept it a buck with me. But he said he had some shit pop up, but we ain't hear from him till the next day. So it was like we needed backup last minute. So I was going to probably battle Thesaurus or Psychosis or somebody from L.A. like last minute. But I didn't even have no bars for nobody because I only had some shit for Ice. And I didn't want to go up in front of all these fucking crazy ass people. And most of all, give Drake a mediocre ass like fucking battle as a present. Like that fucking defeats the purpose. So what I did was I tried to replace Ice with a girl. And what I ended up doing was, since I have a lot of girl bars, I replaced Ice with Miss Black Diamond. She's a fucking G, man. She came through, like, last second. You know what I mean? She's part of Crack City, too, so, you know. And she came last, too, like, hey, cuz, I got you and all that and all this. And, man, she really pulled this shit off, man. It was pretty fucking crazy, to be honest with you, to have these people watch us battle. They ain't never seen a battle.
What was the reception between everybody out there? How was they looking? Were they fucking out?
They loved it, you know what I mean? And like, you know, French Montana was up there filming it. They were all going crazy. Yeah, like they was going crazy. French, Drake, the whole OVO, like they was all tripping. Like they was going crazy to the shit because they was getting to watch a live battle. You know what I mean? And you know, what happened was they got to see world-class material for me instead of getting some mediocre shit that I just prepared on the fly. They got some bars that I've been writing for a while, so it happened. It only the way it happened, it was perfect for my benefit and for their benefit. You know what I'm saying? Because I already had crazy material. I didn't have to come up with this shit. I freestyled a little bit, but it was just all written shit.
Oh, so it was fire, straight fire.
Straight fire. The whole crowd was losing their shit.
Man, okay, all right. Is it coming out, or was that like a private thing?
No, I don't think so. I mean, Drake got a personal copy of it, but, I mean, I don't really want it to come out, to be honest with you, because, you know, I told Miss Black Diamond it's not going to come out, and, like, she really did me a favor, because, you know, for her to just go up against me on fucking, like, 8 hours, 7 hours notice.
Yeah.
Was crazy for her, so I don't want people to see that footage, you know what I mean? Like, straight up. Okay. I will tell you, man, like, It was a great experience. It just lets me know how people receive battle rap. And, I mean, there was a lot of people in there that were just really just blown away by my presence and what I did. And, you know, Jamie Foxx, like, was supposed to sing. I don't know if he went before me, but I just know that I was the entertainment of the night, you know what I mean? And, you know, that's kind of hard to do, like, in front of people that are that talented, you know what I'm saying? Like Taylor Swift and shit like that. Like, them people are really talented over there. John Mayer and shit like that. Like, them motherfuckers are music monsters, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it was
yeah.
pretty crazy. Jazz Prince was there, too. Like, there was a bunch of people, man. Like, if I start thinking of it right now, because I just blurred out a little bit, but yeah.
Yo, that's dope right there, bro.
Hell yeah, that shit was a real good look, bro.
Hey, yo, you know what? Let me ask you this. Drake didn't know whatsoever. So how did it come about that it was even going to be you and Ice?
Well, the thing is, his boys, like, you know, they really close to him. They follow the battle team, too, and, like, they know what he likes, you know what I mean? And, like, recently that's all he fucks with. He fucks with me and Ice. Like, those are his favorite battlers. So they wanted that to happen for him, you know what I mean? So, like, which I agree, he probably would have been more excited to see me versus Ice, but he still loved the performance. He loved Mrs. Black Diamond, too, man. Like, after that shit was done, he was, like, looking for her, like, trying to say what's up to her and all that.
All right, okay. Shit, yeah. Man. Crazy. And then you got fucking battle. Then you got to officially battle official this weekend.
Well, that's the good thing, bro. It's almost like I got to practice. This is the first time in my life. I think what you guys are going to get from my official shit is probably some of the craziest shit, like, you've heard, period, and the best shit for me, like, period, because I've never got to spit my shit before. Like, I've never got to practice my shit before. Half the time when I just spit my shit, it's the first time I even hear myself rapping it, Cap. You know what I mean? So, you know what I'm saying? You know, this is going to be crazy because I got to fucking practice my shit. Like I'm going to be super ready. I think it's just going to sound like a song. You get what I'm saying? You guys have never seen me without the heavy breathing and the choppy shit. What I'm trying to tell you, that shit going to flow crazy because it's not like I'm trying to remember it. It's like becoming secondhand nature now.
Okay. All right. So you ready for official?
Man, it's my best shit, bro. It's going to be the best material ever, man. Like, yo, y'all ain't never seen a woman versus guy shit. Like, I felt like I had to see all the craziest girl versus guy battles first to be able to top them. I watched all of them. The most one that I needed to top was K-Rock versus C3, and I went past that, bro.
You went past that?
Yeah, it's going to be insanity, bro. Like, I think it's going to be a crazier battle because Official's way nicer than C3. So, I'm snapping because I need to outdo Rock, you know what I'm saying? Like, Rock shit was so nice, I can't do anything less than that. You know what I mean? Like, so, you know, as far as the whole dynamic of women versus man, this is about to be the worst shit ever. Like, you know, Debo gonna be in there screaming like, my baby, please, and all that.
Okay, all right, I ain't mad at that. Hey, yo, Diz, how come your battle was only battle picked up by the Bunker? It was the only battle they wanted?
I mean, yeah, but and also, like, you know what I mean? Yeah, it was definitely the only battle they wanted. But, like, more than that, like, the thing is, like, me versus Official was never really Queen of the Rings battle or WWF or none of these people's battle. It was originally my battle. It was my idea. You guys know from a year and a half ago I've been trying to make it happen. It was going to either happen at my house party or King of the Dot or nowhere else. You know what I mean? So, you know, with the way this shit happened, like, Organic pretty much was okay with Queen of the Ring and them doing my battle, you know what I mean? He, even though we were working on it for a while, they were okay with me just, like, going there. So, like, once that shit fell through, now it's back on King of the Dot, you know what I'm saying, where it was supposed to be to begin with. I mean, Official had a crazy breakthrough performance in Smack. She had another performance on Guerrilla Warfare. I think it's only right she got a big King of the Dot performance. She got Queen of the Ring. She'd be going around to all these leagues. This is like her, you know, this is her entrance in the King of the Dot.
Yeah. Her debut against Disaster, too.
Yeah,
but
you know, Bonnie
had
to do it. You know, Bonnie did it. Like, they all did it. Like, it's just Official. I'm going to be her first battle. She got a tougher, like, Official got a tougher, more uphill battle than anybody because she's going straight in for, like, me in my prime. Like, I'm not like I used to be anymore, Caps, like, in 2013 and 14. Like, all that shit's done. Like, I'm back charged, crazier than ever. You go and get the craziest Disaster every time, all three rounds. It's going to be death.
Oh, this shit gonna be crazy right here. Man,
I can't wait.
This shit's gonna be. Oh man, this
shit. Trust
gonna be,
me, bro. Trust me when I say every bar is crazy. Everything is like it's definitely my. I'm the happiest with this material I've ever been with anything, man. Like I can't wait to spit it. Put it this way: when I thought the battle wasn't gonna happen, I was depressed just because you guys weren't gonna hear the material. Yeah, I mean, not getting the money.
That whole man. That this whole. Fucking WFS shit. This whole shit was crazy.
Yeah, and I mean, they all were online arguing, and they've been talking a lot of shit back and forth, and all these people are doing too much, man. The reality of the situation, you just got to hear it from me, because I'm going to tell you how it is, bro. Fuck what everybody has said up till now, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, motherfuckers, you know, got to understand something, man. Like, forget King of the Dot and all the motherfuckers that just know what's up, like that have been in this game for a long time and know the technicalities of it and what you have to do to run a league. I've been battling for 17 years. If I tell you to do something, you better shut the fuck up and do it, especially if you have never been involved in battle rap. I'm only going to try so many times, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I remember, like, the dude Aaron, like, he said some shit about, like, how he should have listened to Lush and all that shit, and then he went back and forth. Like, the reality is he knows, and they all know, Lush knows, all of them know combined that everybody should have just fucking listened to me. And that's what the reality was. I told everybody exactly what needed to happen for it to be a perfect event, and everybody went against all my words with everything. The reality is this shit fell apart because the culture is a real strong thing, bro. There's a spirit in this shit, bro. Like, and it didn't want us to battle on that stage. Like, that stage wasn't built for battle rap. And I told them, I told the dude before it, I was like, yo, I'm not battling if you have me facing some crowd on a fucking high elevated stage. I need a 360 pit leveled on the ground where all the people are standing with me because that's battle rap. They wanted to go against that. And, you know, even if that's what I'm trying to tell you, that even if this battle went through, the footage would have all been trash. All of it.
Wow, because of the stage?
Yeah, just the way, the whole way they had it. And it, they didn't want to listen to nobody. They spent all this extra money on all this shit that didn't matter, bro. Like, they had all this crazy lighting and they built a stage. They had cranes and all this weird shit when they just could have held a camera and shot it right there on the ground. Like. So all that money went away. Then it was catering and doing all this weird shit and all, like, shit that, like, battle rappers don't even give a fuck about. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that shit, like, ruined everything. Like, cats just didn't know what the hell they were doing. Nobody did. It was just nobody knew what they were doing. Everybody just wanted to have something because at the end of the day, we need some shit on the West. You know, I'm sick of motherfuckers just having their everybody got their league going. Oh, down south or Midwest. Oh, Canada. New York, Jersey, everybody got a league. Like, we want our shit. Like, that's what this shit is about. So we pretty much are at a point right now where we're going to do anything to make some shit happen. So, yeah, there's going to be a lot of trial and error going on. But, you know, that ain't going to stop nothing. You know, we still making big shit pop. Like, you know, and with this movie shit coming out, man, like, you know, as much as I can say right now, you know, I can't always say so much because of just, you know, you know, fucking confidentiality type of shit. But, you know, somebody might pick up this movie. And that person that I'm talking about, if they pick up this movie, it's going to really be a wrap. Like, like, this person is so huge. If he puts his hand on this movie, this shit going to blow battle rap out of the sky.
It's going to blow it out of the sky.
Out the sky and out the other side. Like, people in China going to know about this shit.
This nigga Biz, man. You always on some next level shit, ballad of different like languages and shit like that. You said
this. Yo, you seen the shit I did in New Zealand, Cap?
Yeah.
Man, yeah, that shit was a crazy experience, bro. Rapping with the Islanders, the indigenous motherfuckers from that part of the world. Yo, that shit's crazy. On a lighter note, I seen your shit was in the source, man.
Yeah. Appreciate
my
it,
boy.
Man. I was feeling
real. You, man. You do it. Yeah, you pushing the culture too, man. Look at you. You doing your part right there. That's crazy. That's hella fucking crazy.
I was feeling very Hollywoodish when I seen it.
Hell yeah, bro. You got, hey, man, that's what's up. To get a fucking magazine like that to recognize you, regardless of how, you know, Source is popping today, man, that's hip-hop right there. And for them to recognize that, that's big.
Hell yeah. Shit, it's crazy big. You know what? Let me ask you this, though, Biz. You just said the West Coast want y'all stuff. All right, do you rock with LA Battlegrounds?
What up?
Before I even go anywhere, do you rock with LA Battlegrounds?
Yeah, I've even done a battle for them before.
Okay.
I went battle on LA Battlegrounds. I'm fucking all those dudes, man. I love what they're doing. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, we need huge funding to do events now, man. We can't, I can't battle there. You know what I mean? I wouldn't be able to. They wouldn't be able to give me the bread to do it, or else I would do it.
Okay.
And as of right now, chances of me battling on other leagues besides like King of the Dot and the shit that's going on right now is probably very slim, bro, to be honest with you. I'm not going to be really battling like that. Here's the reality of the situation. After the official shit, I'm chilling. Maybe me and Hollow are going to battle when I get back because we're talking about that. But I will be available for two-on-twos. I'm going to do a bunch of random two-on-twos while I'm taking my hiatus on battling, you know, solo.
Why?
There's just a bunch of random cats that I feel like I could present a different product with, and it'll be dope. So I have, like, three different options, and I might just two-on-two with them and do random, like, exhibition matches. You know what I mean?
Okay. So you have talked to Hollow Ball Battle, you know, like y'all back.
Yeah,
before.
We talk about that shit every other day, bro.
I mean, how much longer can y'all talk about that shit? It got to be annoying at some point.
No, the thing is that we try to figure out exactly how we want to do it to benefit us. It's not at all because we building. It's not like we're talking about the same thing every time. Every time we speak, it's like we building to make something, like, you know what I mean? We have. Put it this way, we have an idea of how we want to do our shit, which I'm definitely not going to disclose right now, but just know that we're going to do our shit in a way where it's going to be bigger than, like, you guys expected. Like, we're trying to make it some other shit to where it's, like, really next level shit for the game. So we're not trying to make it a regular battle. That's the best I could tell you without, like, giving away shit. Like, it's going to be on some other shit. So we're just trying to make all that happen so it's some huge-ass shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. All right, so you were Hollow definitely still. So we're definitely gonna go down in 2017 somewhere. Y'all just
trying
to
make it won't straight. It won't go past that. It definitely won't go past that.
All right. So if you y'all leaning towards King of Dodgers and shit or not? You don't know yet.
I'll be honest with you. I mean, yeah, we're both down for that, but there's a possibility that we might not even involve any leagues in it or do any league shit. Like it might just be completely different. Like no league, like no company coming in, none of that shit, not no ether shit, not no new companies, no leagues. Like we might do some other shit, but we're not factoring out like, you know, King of the Dot and even possibly Smack probably, but like King of the Dot more like I definitely want to do it on King of the Dot if anything, and I would definitely love to do it in Cali, but if not, then whatever. Chances are we might not even do it in Cali, to be honest with you, so.
Okay. Well, shit.
You'll see. It's some interesting shit, man. I think we're both at, like, the highest peaks of our career, so it's going to be crazy as fuck.
Hell yeah. Hey, yo, you know what? This name is mad random. Have you been watching the Sirius Jones battles?
What do you mean Sirius Jones battles? Him versus Pat Stay?
Yeah, the him and the Pat battle.
I didn't like that battle. I didn't like him and Pat at all.
You didn't like it at all?
Nah. I wasn't fucking with that battle.
Oh, okay. That was actually because Sirius Jones kind of been on the streak too, I've been noticing this shit, but no one really talks about it.
I mean, I think he, like, battled some other, like, guys. I don't know what their names are, but, like, some less-known guys. When you battle less-known guys, nobody's going to mention that shit. I mean, Pat was his biggest battle. Who else did he battle?
He battled Jims. He battled T.Y.
I don't really. Yeah, I know who Jims is, but like, I'm not like, I don't feel like people are going to be familiar. Like, they're not going to count those battles, bro.
Yeah, because they're not top names.
Yeah, they're not going to count those, bro. Bro, I went to New Zealand. I went across the world. I catch bodies. I come back home like nothing happened. You think people come back when I come back here? People are like, oh, man, new body on the fucking. You know, nobody gives a fuck. Like, unless it's some big shit, nobody ever gives a fuck, really.
That shit, man, that shit is crazy as shit. I was just wondering shit. If y'all would want to battle down the line or some shit like that, who knows?
It's definitely happening in 2017. It's not going to go past that. I'm going to tell you that. And it definitely won't be like at the end of 2017. So it's going to happen soon. You know what I mean?
All right, you hollow. All right, I'll be stuff right there. Shit. Sure. Damn. All right.
Hey, there ain't going to be nothing past that, bro. We'll probably end up battling Unlimited, too. So you're not going to get a bigger battle than this ever in your life. Your lifetime that you live, you're not going to see anything crazier than me and Hollow. I'm telling you that right now.
What? Unlimited time limit?
Yeah, we're going to fucking snap on each other infinity.
This shit going to be crazy right here.
Yeah, of course it is, bro. You guys are going to see some real battle rap shit. I no disrespect, bro, but I'm just going to keep it 100 with you, and he probably feels the same way. I know he does. You guys really haven't witnessed exactly what battle rap is, bro, until you see some shit like that happen where it's just going to be some back and forth shit till one of us dies pretty much, and that's really a battle. You know what I mean? And,
mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have those anymore. Everyone is like, you know, it's a presentation now. This ain't going to be a presentation. Whatever happens between me and Hollow, neither one of us are going to have control over.
This shit is going to be bad. You anxious for this battle?
Huh?
Are you anxious for this battle to happen?
You know what? I'm relaxed about it. I know it's going to come, so I'm not thinking about it right now. I'm just doing all my other shit. You know what I mean? Like, I'm definitely not sitting around writing about him or anything like that yet. I haven't gotten to no kind of Hollow mode. To be honest with you, if me and him were on bad terms, I probably would be, but we're not, and it's like a super respectful thing. So, like, as soon as me and him decide we're going to do it, I'm going to sit down, and I'm just going to zone out and go crazy on him. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
But, like, for now, I'm just thinking about other shit. Like, I just got to handle all this shit, and I definitely need to wipe Official off my hit list because she's the last body out of all the people that I named. You know, Joe Nye, Dumbfounded, Iron, all those people. I named them in a row, and I killed all of them in a row, 3-0 every single one of them. And I'm going to 3-0 Official, too. I'm going to end this list, and I'm going to start a new one for 2017.
You said you got a 3-0 Official?
Yeah. There's absolutely no survival rate.
For okay. Damn,
she'll do really good and whatever. It's not like she's gonna get like, I'm saying she's gonna get obliterated completely like Jonai, but you know what I mean, she's definitely not gonna win a round. There's no way possible. That's not gonna happen.
No way possible.
No, not even in any shape or form is it possible humanly in anything. Even if she had five people ghostwriting for her and they stood behind her and rapped with her. It's not going to happen. Not with this material, bro. I'm telling you right now. And I don't want to say this shit so she doesn't show up or some shit. But you know, she's in for some shit, bro. And I don't really like talking like this when I'm this ready. Because I feel like people just, you know, they trip out. But, you know, it's definitely she's going to get hit with the haymakers. Man, I hope she's ready. Hey, Bab's talking about she's going to beat me 2-1. So a lot of people believe she's going to win.
Oh, man. It might be a crazy battle right here.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not mad. I'm going to be honest with you. If she comes at me anything like she came at Jazz, it's about to be crazy.
Oh, man, I got to see this shit right here, man. This shit,
she might
small
do that,
room
though.
Setting.
Yeah, it's a small room. She got a huge voice. You know, she got, you know, extremely powerful delivery. She got presence. You know, she knows how to move around. She's animated as fuck, like, you know, she definitely has the ability to do better than any chick against me. And even though I feel like Bonnie is a better rider than her, I do feel like Official has a better chance than any chick just because of her full package and how I think motivated she's going to be to do this just because, you know, she just never had a shot like this. This is like her biggest battle in her life, and she knows it. And pretty much she can't fuck up because it's not going to be swept under the rug. It's going to get at least 500,000 views off the bat. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. God damn, yo, you think Bonnie can write better than Official?
Yeah, I think Bonnie's probably the best writer out of the girls. I don't know. Her Marvel scheme still sticks out to me better than the shit that I've heard from any chick. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I think Bonnie's Marvel scheme that she did, that long-ass Marvel scheme, is better than 90% of shit dudes do.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. It was that good.
I hate on that style too. I don't like that shit when it's just too many metaphors and it's like reaching all over the place. But it, she put it together in a way where it all applied. You know that shit that she was doing with the whole Marvel scheme about Mad Ills against my verse and all that shit?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm talking about. I don't know if you remember it, but yeah.
No, I remember. Yo, speaking of Mad Ills, have you heard about Grindtown coming back?
No, man. I mean, I be hearing that all the time, but like coming back now.
They're doing something like some virtual reality battle or something?
I don't know, man. If them fools ever fucking, you know, plan on coming back, first thing they need to do is clean up the channel from all the whack battles, erase half of the people that didn't matter. All battles
yeah.
with less than 10,000 views need to be eliminated forever. Put them on a hard drive, send them to the people, email them, let them have the fucking video. They need to clean that whole channel up. Like, bro, they need, like, if I had, like, some kind of say in it, I would come in there, I would fucking turn that place into a fucking... a running engine within like days. Just people are incompetent. People
you think
are incompetent.
So?
Huh? Yeah, everyone's incompetent, bro. That's why I want to do my own shit. That's why you see me saying I want to do my own league, because I just feel like I think different. And that either people need to take me in as a counselor or a type of advisor, because I've been around since before even leagues were even born. So I fucking know what's going on. And I've been on the inside of everything for years, bro. It's not like I'm just a battler. I always know about all the business of everything, and I'm always involved in everything. So
that's what I was trying to ask you before, though, when you were saying, you know what I'm saying, y'all want your own shit out here in the woods. I was going to say, why, how come you didn't start your own league or something like that?
I kind of do. I just don't want to step on anybody's toes. Like, you know, there's the bunker going on. But the thing is with the bunker and King of the Dot is, like, there's just – here's the thing. Here's the reality. Is there's two worlds, bro, and I'm from two different worlds. Like, I got my street side, and I got my people that do that, and then I got the people, my international people, my Canadians and everyone that I fuck with from out of here. But around here, the people that I fuck with are more, you know, I don't know what the term is, urban? I don't know what the fuck the term is for people to understand, but pretty much the type of people that I run with and that I'm around and that, you know, the young cats that I know that are coming up would not fit on King of the Dot or in the bunker. Even though they have a lot of different style battles, they still, these people, their perception of what King of the Dot is and all that, like, they just want to do their own street type of shit. So I feel like there needs to be an outlet for a lot of my people, a lot of my homies, and a lot of other talented cats out here. And, you know, and there is, but I just feel like there needs to be a big one. And, you know, that's why I want to do my own shit. I want everybody to be involved. Like, I want to get so many people. Like, I got so many heads from out here that I can reach out to that I could just bring in as just gunners, every single one of them. I could create a squad of, like, 10 crazy motherfuckers that you guys didn't even know about.
That would be dope, though, if you had a force out there like that.
Yeah, all we got to do, and the thing is that, like, again, like, the thing is, it's something that needs momentum, cats. Like, when we was doing it out here in the pit, you know, Kendrick Lamar and them used to come out and watch us, man. Like, because we had momentum, bro. We had to be there. It was like every Friday, last Friday of every month, there was a huge event. But then there was, like, lead-ups to the event, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, hold on one second.
I think it's fucking phone, but I'm not sure. I'm trying to see if I can grab somebody else. Hold on, he called me right back. Yo, Diz, you back? Yeah.
Yeah, my bad. So, like, you know what I mean? There needs to be something that's more consistent out here for the people that everyone could go, like, be a part of. And I just wanted to, you know, I'm getting closer to create something like that, but I don't want it to be like a league or something. I just want something to be more for the people, and I don't know how to explain it. That's why I like doing house parties. You know what I mean? I don't like doing venues and shit like that. Like, I don't want to throw events in venues. I don't want to do that. I want to throw, like, crazy, just warm house parties and just amazing environments. That's what I want to do.
Yeah, but the difference between that is there ain't no money in that, really. That's the reason why niggas be throwing the venues, huh?
Yeah, I know. And that's where you got to find, you know, you got to find more of, you know, what do they call them? Goddamn, how did I just, I forgot the word. It's off the fucking tip of my tongue. What is it called again? A type of investor, but I forgot what type of investor it is. Fuck, what? Goddamn, how could I forget the word right now? Anyways, goddamn. I forgot what the fucking word is, bro, but pretty much somebody who wants to just invest in shit that's not in it for money, you know what I'm saying? Like, pretty much capital venture, pretty much that's what I'm trying to say.
Okay, but that's crazy, though. I mean, I'm lost on how this investor shit works. Who the fuck is going to invest money and don't expect nothing back after this shit?
The thing is that you will get something back as time goes along. That's the thing with battle rap. It's not that there isn't money in battle rap. People are just greedy. They think they want to get into battle rap and make all their money back on the first event and just go buy something for, like, their kids or something. You know what I mean? Like, people need to understand it's just like any other business. Like, you're going to have to lose in the beginning, and then as time goes by and you stick with it, if you really love it and you're doing it for the love, that money will come. That's how money comes. Money doesn't come when you come and you try to just extort it out of people. That shit ain't going to work. You end up extorting yourself, which is pretty much, I feel like, what happened with, you know, the WWF guys. You know what I mean? They just did shit. I don't know. I can't really tell you because I don't know people enough, so I'm not going to judge them. I'm not the type of dude that's going to come over here and assume I know these people personally and how they feel. But it's just, you know, there's a certain way that you got to be successful in this game, and you got to live it and breathe it. You know what I mean? I feel like that's the reason why Smack's been around for so long, because he's just, like, part of the fucking thing. Like, he's fossilized into it because he's just – that's been him his whole life. You know what I mean? When you the type of person that has 50 different type of businesses, and, you know, you could probably just say, fuck this, and I'm just going to cut my losses here and just go open up a fucking tile business. If you're that type of person, you're probably not going to make it in this unless you win it for the long run. You know what I mean? That's why people like me, though, get all the best looks in battle rap, and I always have the biggest shit going on with me more than anybody, is because I've been in it for the longest for that reason, Cap. For that reason. That's why I've been here. Been battling for what now? 16 years almost?
All right, then.
That's almost 2 decades, bro. I'm going on 17 years.
That shit is crazy. You going for 17 years off a battle,
I'm going on 17 years. I did my first battle fucking around in, like, the year 2000 or some shit.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
It is, man, but the thing is, like, I probably would have died out a long time ago if I didn't have that mentality to where I live this shit and I breathe it, and, like, my life is that, and it's been like that since I was, you know, fuck, man, since I was fucking, like, damn, like, god damn, like, since I was a fucking real kid. Yo, for real, like, a kid. Yo, my brother found the other day, hopefully I'm going to be able to put this shit up soon. We'll figure out how I'm going to be able to fucking put this on film, but found some old-ass shit. I thought I started rapping when I was, like, 14 or 15. Apparently, there's footage of me rapping when I was, like, 11 or 12. So, like, I really need to find that shit, because that would mean I've been rapping for 20 years. I kind of like the sound of that.
Yeah, you stupid, bro.
Yo, 12 years old. I didn't even know I was that young when I thought I was still listening to other shit back then.
Yeah, that shit. You said 20.
What up? I can't hear you. I don't know why you're breaking up now. Wait, what did you say? Say it again. Now you're clear. What?
I said if you battled for 20 years, that would be crazy.
You know, well, no, I wasn't battling when I was 12. I was just, like, freestyling on the couch while I was smoking a cigarette or some shit, like it was a joint. And like, he was telling me about this shit. I was tripping. I really want to see this shit. But, yeah, but definitely, we've been battling forever. I mean, you know, I think I dubbed my first real, real battle, like, around 2001. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I was still, in year 2000, I was still, like, dissing people in little circles and cafeterias and shit like that. All that weird shit, like, you know, banging on the fucking cafeteria shit and, like, having somebody kick you a beat and you just rap type of shit. Because it definitely wasn't acapella.
Okay, I got you. All right, man, shit. Yo, well, yo, Biz, man, I appreciate you calling up, you heard?
Hell yeah, man. Hey, fucking promote this shit out of the official, man. Fuck, man, I want everybody to really watch this shit because it's going to be my last solo battle for a minute.
Your last solo battle for a minute until possibly Hollow.
Yeah, I mean, okay, here's the thing. I'll reserve... a possibility of a warm-up battle before I battle him, But the situation has to be right as fuck, and I don't know. It has to be something that makes me creatively look at somebody, like a space opening up for me to – it's almost like I have to see you as an opportunity. If I could see you as an opportunity, I will battle you. I'm going to be straightforward with you since I never have any filter. I, for a split second, seen John as an opportunity. It only happened for, like, 15 minutes, and then I was like, no, I'm not going to battle John. You know what I mean? But, you know, like, it's shit like that. It happened with K-Shine for one night. Remember when K-Shine slapped Sharon? I don't know if you remember. I was tweeting this shit, like, I want to battle him. For one day, I was tripping, thinking I'm going to kill this person. So that's how that shit happened.
Wanted to kill K-Shine.
Yeah, I wanted to battle K-Shine after he fucking weak-ass shit, and I just wanted to body him for it. I can't even hear shit you saying anymore, Cap.
Huh?
I can't hear shit you saying anymore. You sound underwater. All that.
Oh, no, I was saying, you said that you thought John was the matchup, but then you said no. Why you say no?
I don't know. I think I'm just jumping the gun real quick. Maybe it could happen. I don't know. I don't think I'd battle him, but I did for a split second think that, and I've done that with K-Shine for a whole day, like I said, and I even thought about bars and everything. But it's like, you know what I mean? It just needs to be an opening for me. Like, somebody has to do something crazy, and then I look at them, and I'm like, I want to battle them. That's when I want to battle people is when – if you want to really, I guess maybe it's because John is really doing good right now. I feel like he's the guy that's more slept on than anybody right now. I think he's just been consistently, like, entertaining people in all his battles.
Is he a top elite?
You know what's so crazy? I think John never was, but somehow he, like, worked his way in there. Like, yeah, for his area, for where he's
from. Hitman Holla battle.
It was a Hitman
Holla battle, I think.
Yeah, I mean, there was a bunch, but, like, I think he worked his way into, like, his own little, I don't know, he created his own thing, bro. Like, kind of, John is kind of somebody that stands alone, and I love how he does his, you know, the bullpen shit. Like, he does his own league type of shit. Like, again, I love seeing rappers do their own shit like that. I kind of like that, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I look at that as passion for the shit, you know what I mean?
Can John beat you?
Do I think John can beat me? Well, listen, man, I'm not going to step into any battle thinking anybody can beat me, but, you know, you never know what happens. I mean, I'm definitely not one of those ignorant rappers that think – I'm not going to make a decision when I don't have bars for somebody, that's for sure. You got to ask me that after I write for him, and then I'll tell you, could he beat you? And I'll give you an honest opinion. I'll be like, you know what, it's not fucking happening tonight. Or I might just be like, you know, I'm not too sure of my shit. Yeah, maybe. You know what I mean? I just do it 100 all the time. That's why I'm telling you the official shit, she's fucked. Any bitch is fucked that battles me right now. Any bitch. It doesn't even matter who it is.
Hey, you know, A-Rub getting ready to battle Bonnie, too.
Yeah. Me and Bonnie was talking about that. She was telling me she's battling Vermin shit.
Oh, yeah, that shit.
I think that would be interesting, too. You know what? I think it's crazy. Like I said, this is why people should listen to me, because I have really good, like, knowledge on battle rap because I've been around longer than everybody. I think Vermin fucking Bonnie, it's going to bring out some crazy shit in Vermin. I'm going to explain to you why. This is a creative output for him, an outlet for him to where he hasn't been had for a long time because he went rusty because, like, battling dudes, nobody wants to hear the same shit anymore. This is opening up a new lane. But not only is it a new lane, in A-Verb's case, he is an expert on talking shit about bitches. We all know this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Verb is really good at just making bitches look stupid in blogs, period. You know what I mean? So, based on that, I think the only person that's going to come with shit that's going to be like me versus official or as good or good in a different way would be Verb right now, because I do see him having a crazy angle and point of view and breaking down, like, weird relationship things with bitches. You know what I mean? Like, just little subtle things and little interactions that you have in a relationship or whatever situations that it could be relating to them through, you know, whatever it is on an emotional level or, you know, like how bitches want to go through your phone or some shit like that. Like, it could be shit like that to where you could really, like, use that against her And I can see that shit hitting fucking hard as hell and Bonnie not being able to get out of that. But Bonnie's a crazy writer, bro.
Yo, that battle.
Crazy bars.
Yo, that battle's going to be fucking crazy. I think he getting ready to smoke. I think he getting ready to smoke Bonnie, yo.
Oh, shit. So you see it? Is that why you see it? Or do you see it for a different reason? Are you just
nah, I mean, that's why, too. But well, a different reason. I think his pen game is better than hers. Even though he's not the same Bird from back in the day, I still
right. Right.
It's still right.
Nah, Bird is still really – Bird is still a veteran writer. Like, let's not get shit twisted here. Bird is still – you know, somebody that's been like, here's the thing with being a veteran, what it means being a veteran. It means you writing for such a long period of time that you can't earn that overnight, like where it becomes, time becomes like a currency. So in Verb's case, bro, he's been writing for so long, even if he's retarded, he has an advantage. Like, there's no reason why Verb shouldn't have some crazy angles that Bonnie will never be able to foresee. If he doesn't have that, then he's just not taking it serious, so he's not motivated, which I doubt.
Yeah. I don't see him playing no games with Bonnie. I just don't see that.
I
mean,
I think I've seen him tweet some shit, like, yesterday or something about, like, or some shit. I've seen a tweet or something yesterday about he said some shit about her killing herself or some shit after the battle. Sounds like he's serious.
Oh, man. Good luck, Bonnie. Hope you listen. Good luck.
He said he's going to make her kill herself. Yo, what's wrong with Verb, man? Verb about to take out everything every bitch ever did to him on Bonnie. Everything.
Yeah.
Like, remember that one time when I told you to release him and all that?
Was it? Shit going to be fucking crazy. I can't wait to see this shit.
When is that happening? When are they battling? Oh, yeah, they battling in November or something.
I think it's November 12th, if I'm not mistaken.
You know how I know that? Because this is the reason why I'm battling official right now, and I'm not waiting, and I have a fucking really quick release date coming up, like, right after the battle. Like, my battle will be put out right away. The reason why is because, yeah, I don't need motherfuckers all battling chicks all over the place and using up all the angles. You never know. Verb might be, you know, have similar angles to me, just not as good. I don't want to hear nobody's shit. I'm putting my shit out first.
Oh, I hope it's a nigga to be like, yo, you bit that from this nigga.
Yeah, fuck that. I'm putting my shit, because look, man, I watch, you know, Sharon and Bonnie. You know, Sharon butchered, like, one or two angles that I had. He fucking ripped them in half completely. Like, I had, like, crazy. He butchered those. And then, you know, I watched a bunch of other fucking battles just to make sure that I don't say some shit like anybody else, because, you know, that's a really big problem these days. I realize that I have said similar shit to people because I don't watch battles anymore, so that's my fucking crime, because I don't know what motherfuckers are saying out here. And then another problem I have is I sit on bars for a while sometimes, and then I use them months later, and somebody would have already used them. You get what I'm saying? So...
Mm-hmm.
I tried to avoid that with this shit, and I'm not, you know, I can't watch every single battle, so I need to put this out now, and then, you know, Verb and Bonnie and all them, they could, you know, fuck all that shit.
I hate you, nigga. I hate you. But yo, nigga, I'm going to hit you up, man. I appreciate you calling on, you heard?
All right, man, holla.
All right, just... Let's see if I can grab one nigga though. From, let me see something real quick. So I'm getting up one more recap. A couple of niggas been hitting me to come on and shit since that event. Yeah, you know what I'm gonna do? Matter of fact, while I'm making these phone calls, B, hold on, B. Let me see who the fuck is online. Let me see who the fuck. I wish there's a way for me to see who the fuck went to an event on this shit. I mean, let me just call some names, numbers up. Hold on. Hey, yo, 714-580, you on?
Yeah, I'm on. You know I ain't went
to
this event.
What's that?
Huh? I seen surfing Suge. But I ain't go to the, like, right, I don't know about the outcomes.
All right, your thoughts?
Good. My thoughts on that battle? Suge could have got bodied. Damn, like that first from Surf was crazy. But it went. I kind of understand why the battle was called off. You know what I'm saying? Egos. And once the water bottle get thrown, Surf. You know what I'm saying? He can't rap and look at niggas at the same. He was paranoid. So at the same time, I feel like that's the thing.
Paranoid.
Yeah, I think he was paranoid. He was like, fuck it, I can't keep. Like, he was probably trying to rap and look and see if niggas swept through it. Like, he probably was like, you know what, fuck it, I can't. My heart beating, I can't keep doing this shit. But at the same time.
Yeah, you fucking stupid.
But at the same time, that's the tension that we need. That's the tension that we need in battle. Like, that battle was the tension that we definitely needed. Even though it went bad, that's the feeling that we needed. That's definitely the feeling that we need.
My nigga, I'm gonna be real with you, my nigga. I'm gonna be real with you. That shit sounds fucking retarded. What you saying? How, nigga? I get what you
like,
saying. I think what you're trying to say is you want that kind of animosity in it.
Yeah. That's what I'm like. I don't mean like they don't need to be throwing bottles, game bigger, but that's like the feeling. Like something might happen. Like that's the feeling that we miss. So. I was kind of, and I think they haven't. I think Surf and Suge haven't had that feeling so long that. Now anything that happens, like, it's tension. Like, they don't even know how to do it no more. Like, everything has to be turned up. Like, they don't even know how to battle without, like, they got to talk to niggas around. It's different now, so you can't even say a personal in these days. So I think Surf and Suge don't even know how to battle like that no more.
Yeah, it's crazy now. So they should drunk, so niggas won't. I didn't hear it, Drake, but it was an athlete of your show and shit. So that, I mean, with some saying, like, you feel like more. This is the thing that I don't understand. If y'all niggas is both in the venue for two different sets, y'all mad. I seen the shit. Not the whole battle, but I seen the clip. Niggas was mad deep. You know what I'm saying? So that shit is full of gang members in there. Like, how y'all niggas didn't think niggas is going to be heckling this shit?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, and I don't know how New Jersey, the gang politics work. I don't know how it is in New Jersey, but those two gangs that, like, the Grapes that Suge is from in the neighborhood 60s that in L.A., those two gangs are rivals. They don't like each other. So I don't know how it works in New Jersey, but them two gangs in L.A. hate each other, the 60s and the Grapes. So it's tension already with that. So I don't know how they made that work, but I kind of want to commend Surf for stopping it before it got turned left. But at the same time, I'm mad the nigga didn't finish the battle.
So I guess the question. So I don't know, my nigga. You know what? What the only thing that really got me hot? I'm kind of looking past that. Like, obviously it was a water bottle throwing. I get it. So I get it. That's why you stop. I do understand that's why you stop. But at the same time, I kind of feel like, damn, so that's just another battle going now. Like, these guys are just dropping rapidly.
Yeah.
I think something's
true.
Do you need a million niggas behind you? Like, even though they wasn't, like, right there behind, so there was gates and shit like that.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's just weird, my nigga. It's just weird. Like, battles just calling, just stopping the battles on their own, and that's just starting to get weird.
So yeah.
Seeing niggas just stop their rounds mad short now, and shit. Like Big T. I was just watching Big T and Head Ice. Which I actually thought I was cooking. I actually watched this battle about 4 or 5 times now. And I'm watching Big T, and he's just like quiet. He's just stopping, like, it's just weird now. Before you used to rap, you wanted to, you know, remember before, niggas would get mad when you called time on them niggas before. You could just go over
the guy. Niggas used to low-key bully.
Niggas would be mad, like, yo, it's my last bar. Now it's just like, man, if a nigga give you a minute, 20, they'll try to give you, you know what I'm saying, what crowd reaction, they'll try to make that work. That shit's kind of crazy now.
Yeah, I'm writing until the time is done. Like, they not even kind of go over. Like, they writing to what the contract said. Like, niggas used to be trying to go over and get more bars in. No, I got a couple more. But now it's just like Jersey. Like, I don't.
Yeah, it's
but,
like, yeah, Jersey. It's like, what the fuck, bro?
Yeah. But I now that I really think about it, that battle was a bad idea. Like, these is really two gang members. Like, you can't. And then, like, you got to think about it, like, they not finna let, like, the Grapes is not finna let this nigga Surf win. Surf people are not finna let Suge win. Like, these is really two North gang members. Nobody's gonna walk out of that. Like, I think it was, like, it wasn't going, like, you could hear them in the crowd, like, calling niggas pussy and all, like, I'm going to see you after this. Like, it wasn't gonna be pretty anyway. This was a bad idea, low key, but it was fire. The tension was fire. I ain't seen that in a long.
Yo, it was good. It was good. It was two names, and it showed a grudge, but it was bad because it showed what happens when it's time for battling is not really battle rap fans and shit. Like, these niggas really want to see the blood and shit. Hey, yo, let me ask you this. When we had Shook on, right? Shook was saying, he was saying, yo, the fans don't want to hear. They didn't want to hear bars. They wanted to have us exposing niggas and shit. Like, what would you have rather wanted, though? That's what I asked him, like, what you expect that, though. Like, if I want to see Surf versus Shook, that's the reason why I want to see that shit. I want to see what the fuck y'all about to say to each other. I'm about to pass. Did you want to have a bar fresh from these niggas?
Yeah, we didn't want to hear no friendly bar, because we would have got mad if it was. We wanted to hear the personals. We wanted to definitely hear the personals. And I they took it there. Like, they was taking it there. As soon as the coin flipped, they took it. Immediately, Suge and Surf got personal. So they did their job. It just it wasn't going to work with all them. It was just too many gang members in the building, man. Niggas was just going. And like Surf said, like, these, like Surf and Suge said, like, these is niggas I went to high school with and I grew up with. I'm not finna just let you throw a bottle in front of all these people that my fan, like, people I know. Like, I got to go after the battle. I'm just myself. So they going to be like, damn, you niggas, Surf let a nigga throw a bottle at him. So it was egos involved, man. That's why he stopped rapping. Damn, that would have been a good battle.
Had a whole J Black interview. I get it. Yeah, I get it. Now you say like that, I do get it. Like, this nigga, they on the build. Nigga, look at him like he's crazy. Like, niggas throwing water bottles at you while you rapping. Like, who the fuck are you supposed to be?
Yeah.
I don't respect you for shit.
Exactly. But for the as a fan, it's like, damn.
Mm-hmm.
As a fan, it's like, damn, I feel cheated out of. Yeah, but go ahead.
Right before. Nah,
Not cheated out, but I just feel like, damn, we missed out on a classic. Because it felt like it was setting up to be a classic from Surf first. Felt like it was setting up to be a classic body, low-key. The way Surf was rapping. But go ahead.
Damn, I battled this. Well, you know what? If you wait, battle cocky like that. It sounded like it was hyped up for years and making a whole shit like that.
Yeah,
I hope. I know one thing. That shining record can't go like that.
Wait, say it again. You breaking up. You breaking up.
Nah, I said fucking, if Shine and Rex don't work, you know what I'm saying, that's not going to be good look to keep doing shit like this.
Oh, no, it's not. It's not. And I feel like that one got more to...
As far as Arsenal is concerned, do you think Arsenal should have did more, or was there something else you think he should have done, or not?
As far as the fight went,
yeah,
like the break, it's probably really nothing he could like Surf was saying and shit. Like, it was all the stage was gang members. It's just nothing you could tell niggas like you can't just be like, nah, I don't. Arsenal said, I was watching, I think 15 Minutes of Fame. Arsenal said he tried to stop it, but at the end of this, there's nothing you could do. Like, these is literally people they grew up with. It's hard to stop these.
Yeah, you can't say don't talk. They don't really give a fuck about that battle rap shit. They'll fuck rap like, nigga, who are you talking to?
Exactly. Like, some of these is his big homies, and, like, you can't just, like, so. It was a bad idea when you really think about it. This battle was really a bad idea. But the tension was what we've been missing, man. Definitely. I heard Arsenal. Oh, no, go ahead.
Nah, go ahead, because I'm going to switch the topic. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I just heard Arsenal had took shots at both of them or whatever.
Mm-hmm. He would say he's the king of Jersey. That's true, right?
Yeah, he the king. He definitely the king of Jersey.
Over Jones?
Yeah, he the king of Jersey.
Don't be backpedaling, nigga.
Now, I never said Jones was the king of Jersey. I never said this, but Arsenal, if you really just think about all he's done, like battle rap, he's the one that, like, I wanted to say this on the other show. Disaster, Arsenal are like two of the biggest faces in battle rap. Like, they represent battle rap. All these other niggas be trying to be rappers and stuff. Diz and Arsenal always just been battle rappers. So, and Mook, I guess, yeah. Diz, Arsenal, and Mook.
But what about Lux?
He the king of gym. Oh, yeah, Lux, too. But if I would just ask somebody randomly, like, do you know Arsenal? Do you know Diz? Like, they know Arsenal and Diz. Arsenal and Diz. Like, those are two, like, those is, like, actual battle rappers. The way they battle, they disrespectful. They would battle rap is. So I think Arsenal, he definitely the king of Jersey. He the king of Jersey, clearly. But I heard your argument with Surf and Ars. It's definitely Ars. But I kind of, I was feeling what Tony was saying too. What Tony was saying too about Surf. Yeah, I was trying to downplay Surf a little bit, but it's all good. He just lost.
How?
A lot of
how? I want to hear. You done put your foot in your mouth. I want to hear how.
Surf did it, like, y'all try to act like the brick shit was light, like, he was battling a choking brick. Got body. In a stellar performance
Posey.
By Surf.
Posey, Brick is going to lose himself. He was choking up through the round. Did you remember that battle, right? It was URL West.
But,
was there ever a URL West event again? I mean,
It was a jungle event with a URL tag on it. I remember that. It was in Oakland.
Okay. It was a jungle event with a URL tag on it.
Yeah.
Regardless,
Big T,
right,
versus.
He got Bricks. What else? Because I don't know. I don't know out of all the names he battled for you to pinpoint. Oh, he bodied Bricks. It's just like, come on, my nigga, stop playing.
Okay. Big T. You seen the situation he was in? Big T. He was in a sticky situation. And he still battled. It had a classic. That's one of the top 10 battles on URL.
But did he win?
I don't have him winning, but
that was
a classic.
Okay. That's
okay.
All I was saying. That's all I was saying. He didn't win. All right, who else?
Let's move to Armageddon. Armageddon didn't go down. Him and Khan said, fuck it, let's do it in a small room. Him versus Khan is a classic to me.
Fire.
So I got
fire.
Khan
okay,
winning
it's
a little
debatable.
Key. It's debatable.
See, I wasn't even going to mention
right.
that. I got Khan too, but, you know, I'll give it debatable because you're right. It was a classic. What else?
Hollow. Nobody's not easy. Like, nobody could walk through Hollow. Surf dance. Like, I have
okay.
Hollow winning, low key. I low key got Hollow winning.
You see what I'm
but.
Saying? But do you see what I'm saying, though? Do you see what I'm saying, though?
But, that. You got to go back to that night. Niggas was saying Hollow got bodied badly. So
I remember.
That's hard to do. That's really hard to do. Beat
yeah.
Hollow clearly. Clip.
But that didn't happen. You just sat here and said you got Hollow.
But I just remember that night though. The energy of the battle royale culture was like, nah, Hollow got bodied. So I'm going for that night.
You was right. Because even Hollow said that the crowd wasn't fucking with him and shit. Even Hollow gave
fuck
me the vibe that he thought he lost.
He took a break after Hollow. He came back. He took clips. He got demolished. I give you that. He sucked that up. He came back. He took Hitman. Ran through Hitman, clearly.
2-1.
2-1. He had a good career. Like, I don't understand. Like,
Wait a minute. Hold up, Posey. This is what I'm getting mad at here. You just said that and tried to, like, you was just like, I agree with Tony and tried to back this nigga up. You mentioned him beating Brick. You mentioned a battle with Hollow, which was classic, that you got him losing. You mentioned a battle with Khan, which was classic, that you got him losing. You know what I'm saying? Like, what you talk about,
uh-huh.
my nigga? And then you got, and then a Hitman battle that he won. But then you turn around and say, yeah, he had a good career. Like, bro, if I'm going to go by that, that means mad niggas got good career.
I guess I'm just kind of going by.
I'm not saying
Surf
is, look, here's my thing. I'm not saying Surf is whack or trash or none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? He's one of the most popular niggas in battle rap. So I'm not saying none of that
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, that's
but
that's probably what I'm trying to say.
He ain't trash, but my nigga, this is battle rap, bro. It's battle rap at the end of the fucking day. The object is to beat your opponent, my nigga. It ain't to give a classic. It ain't to fucking have a loss, but it's debatable, or you look good in the loss. It's a win. That's what battle rap used to be about, my nigga. These niggas wasn't rapping back in the day to fucking have a classic.
But Surf got a lot of rewatchable. Unless somebody get bodied, you can't watch it over again. Surf got a lot of replayable. Like, I probably right. Like, Surf, like, he just, I think he's one of the most influential battle rappers to date, like, right now. That's probably what I'm trying to say.
I can
agree
with
that. I
can
agree with that. Because it's a lot of people with his DNA and what they do. That's probably what I'm trying to say. He's not the best guy in the world, but what'd you say?
Who you getting ready to say? Show off?
A lot of I could name like 6 or 7.
That sound like Surf?
Not particularly sound like him, but they took a lot of his shit. This is facts. Show off.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Wavy. We Go Hard, which is a league of like 40 people. That's 40 niggas that took his style. We Go Hard is a lot of Surf. I feel like Chess borrowed a little bit from Surf.
What do you mean the way they set up?
They set up. They gun hands. Like everything. Like we wasn't seeing this until Surf is an influential battler to the young people. That's probably what I'm trying to say to the younger generation. He's one of the most influential. There's no way that people could tell me they're not like it's. Surf always be saying this, and I know he's not just. I know Surf a dick, a cocky, but. You can see it when they rap to me that they trying to be Surf. All these new reachers and gun hands, that's Surf.
Okay. All right, so we influence. Okay. I'll give you that. But
that's probably what I'm trying to say. I don't think he the best. Like, like he. Mm-hmm. I understand, like, y'all don't want to put him on a big pedestal. Like, I get that. I was reading the comments of the Tony. They was killing Tony Polo badly. I was reading the comments of that video. But
Hey, 732-322, you heard?
Yo, you hear me?
Yo,
what's up, man?
Yo, what up, man? I see you on Twitter and shit.
Y'all been pissing me off all night, B. Y'all been pissing me off all night. First of all, this nigga Surf, man, and Suge, that battle, I don't care how y'all see that shit. I'm from Jersey too. That shit was trash. And I'm talking about Surf had a nice round, right? But we gotta look at the bigger picture here in battle rap. Two big names like that. They got history. They turn on each other. And they got a battle that goes down and the shit just turns out like unfinished basically, like a unfinished business type shit. That shit is whack. Like nobody wanna check for battle rap because shit like this always happening. Like shit like this always was always diminishing battle rap overall. We don't look at the bigger picture. We looking at it like, oh, niggas don't do bottle waters or whatever. Man, the overall picture, this shit is whack now because niggas, we was expecting something great out of this and the entourage fucked shit up. Like, and then Arsenal coming around, turning on niggas. And all these niggas contradicted each other because back in the day, all these niggas said, oh, they're not going to battle each other. We're not like the middle.
Yeah, that's true.
We're not battling each other. Now everybody battled each other. And they turning on each other, and damn near a fight about to break out. Like, shit is whack. This shit is embarrassing, really, when you think about it, the overall picture. Like, because we anticipated when it comes out on camera, and when it comes out on camera, it's something that's not, like, not even finished. And it's like, what do you look forward to after this? It's just like, oh, niggas were just, you just fucked up a battle, basically.
But being from Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Being from Jersey. Like you know how the gang culture is in Jersey. It's turned up. Wasn't that battle?
No, you're right.
At the time, it wasn't a bad idea. But when you really sit down and think about it, this shit was a bad idea.
No. It wasn't a bad idea. But guess what? This is another thing I hate about this. Any other battle rap league besides URL, I know this shit is just whack in general because. You got UW, they got no freaking control of the audience and the niggas in the crowd and shit. They just let everything slide. Niggas just throwing shit at each other. Nothing is happening. Nobody's, like, trying to control the shit. This is what happens. You got a bunch of people that don't know what they're doing. They just ready to make their money, their quick money on pay-per-views, and niggas coming in from the door, and that's it. They don't focus on, like, the bigger picture here. And this is what happens.
Yeah.
So now you got niggas now looking crazy on camera. This shit looks disorganized, period. That's why niggas don't even take the battle rap culture serious. Like, it's crazy to me. I'm looking at it from a whole other aspect, because I looked at it from on a battle aspect, and I felt like Sue Surf could have won 3-0, because clearly he was more lyrical.
He was about to kill. He was about to kill Surf.
He was about to kill Suge. But it's like, when I look at it overall, I'm like, this shit is just embarrassing. Like, I was looking forward to that shit as well as, like, the Tay Rock and Arsenal and all these other battles. But it's like, yo, niggas don't – they're not taking this culture shit serious, and this is why a lot of shit is just – it's not going as well. It's not going the direction we thought it would go from Summer Madness 2. That's why, like, you don't see a lot of these celebrities not coming.
Who are we predominantly placing – for this, since you're saying this was a disaster as far as Suge and Surf, who are we predominantly placing the blame on? Are we putting it on Suge?
Nah, we're not putting it on any of the battlers.
I never put
it on the battlers, really. I don't even put it on the Entourage. I mean, I put like maybe 25% on them, but overall, the lead, the niggas that's really the hosts, all these people that have a voice to actually calm shit down, and they just let shit slide, and they walk away from the situation and let everything happen away, and let shit is stupid. Like, I don't see that shit happening on certain leagues, but this main league that is happening on is like, yo. This is why I've never been a fan of. When I heard about Suge versus Surf on UW, I was disappointed. Same thing with Rock versus Arsenal. I would have hoped all that shit happened on URL, because the production would be way better and all that shit. But it's happening on UW, and we've seen a lot of duds with UW. Like, shit has not come out looking good on UW at all. Yeah,
but that battle had to go down at home though, didn't it?
It could have gone down on Jersey, but on URL. It didn't have to go down on UW.
But you're still going to get the same Crape Street Crips and neighborhood rolling 60s in the building that's going to do the same. Like, you think Smack finna control? If Arsenal can't tell him to shut up, he's from great.
You know what, though?
Troy Mitchell can't tell him to shut up?
Nah, man, but you think about when Arsenal and Hitman battled, there was a lot of them same Crips in there. When Hitman was going at all them niggas on the side, and they was able to control that shit. It's a whole different platform. It's a whole different level of respect.
But I'm looking at the dynamic. You got two gang members going at it. So you got these niggas in the, like, it's a compiled amount of gang members arguing. Like, you can't, it ain't nothing you can do. It's not nothing you can, like, you got to just try to contain it. Like,
then they just can't be having everybody's entourage on stage next to
each other. I think that's the case.
They should have had them in the audience with everybody else, and let maybe like two or three, like Ray Swag and them niggas be on stage, but let everybody else be, you know, like even Jay, let him be on stage behind Suge, but let all the other niggas be in the crowd. Like, why have everybody on stage and then, like, nobody's controlling the shit? That's the problem.
But you know, Suge niggas, they want to be seen. Surf niggas want to be seen behind them. Like, now that I think about it, it was a complete bad idea, man. If it would have happened in New York, it probably would have been more contained. I agree with that on Smack. But in the middle of New Jersey?
This is why niggas respect New York the most, because
you know what, though? You know what, though? I'm in the control caller. You know what, though, Posey? But when you got motherfucking, fucking like that, like out there in the West Coast and shit, the grind time, ain't all them niggas gang members and shit like that?
But that's
you don't
just
be saying shit when
like
going left out
battle rap
shit in the West.
Battle rap is predominantly, it's a lot of Grape Streets, and it ain't nobody else. Like, I think it's New Kid Geechee Gotti, he's from Nutty Block Compton, but we're not, there's never, like in LA, you're not gonna see a Surf versus Suge. It's gonna be a shootout at the venue. You can't, they're not gonna, you think Surf versus Suge gonna go down in LA? Someone's gonna die. Those people don't like Grapes and 60s don't like each other. That would never. So the fact that they were able to keep it that contained in New Jersey, they did a good job. To me, that's how I look at it. That's not happening in LA. No Jersey, no Grape Street, and no 60 Crip is gonna be rapping it with each other. We're gonna try to kill each other. We lost lives over it. So the fact that they was able to do that, I kind of give Arsenal credit, because it wasn't even supposed to go. They wasn't even supposed to be rapping. they did a good job. But I understand Surf's ego kind of set in when that bottle flung. He was like, I can't just let this bottle. Like, these are all my family members in here. A bottle hit me, and I'm going to keep rapping? I can't do this. That's how he said he felt. So
yeah,
I'm an ex-con. I can't let these. Yeah, the footage is going to look terrible. It's going to look terrible.
That's the problem. That's the main problem I have.
It definitely sounds like the footage is going to be a bad look. It definitely sounds like that.
Problem, man. That's been my whole issue with that shit. Like, it's like, yo, it's disappointing. You can't really be having two top names going at it, and then this shit just turns out whack because of some altercation or some BS in the background. Like, this shit messes up battle rap because, to be honest, when we look at all these PG niggas battling each other, nobody really cares.
Yeah.
They're going to get their 200,000 views, but people looking forward to, and like even like the celebrities, when they want to come out, they're looking forward to the big names and see how that shit turns out. If they keep seeing a bunch of disorganized shit going on, they're going to be like, man, I ain't coming out to this shit. I can't support this shit. This shit looks crazy. I might get involved in some fight by accident. So that's the problem. Niggas don't look at the bigger picture with battle rap. Now everybody looking crazy. And it's like, yo, how are we going to build or even grow as the whole culture growing, like, when you got shit like this happening? It's like, come on, man.
Yeah.
It looks bad overall.
It do look bad, but don't you miss that tension? Like, damn, they really got tension.
You
the same nigga that always call up. You the same nigga. I remember the distinctive voice. You the same nigga always calling up.
No.
I missed the tension.
Don't get me
like,
wrong.
This is what it,
I like
this
the,
was tension.
I like the animosity. You right. That's always good. But I'm saying, like, you see how Ill Will had the animosity towards Rum Nitty, or how Big K is towards most of his opponents, or Tay Rock. These niggas don't show love to their opponents after the battle. That's the type of animosity I'm talking about. But when niggas start throwing shit at each other, that shit is a whole nother level of disrespect that could lead to a fight.
Yeah.
Like, if Surf swung at one of the niggas, it's rightfully so, because niggas threw some shit at him, and that shit, you know, like, that shit's disrespectful. So, but overall, I mean, I'm a fan of that shit. You need to have some tension in the battle, because all these niggas being all friendly and shit, that battle rap is not supposed to be like that. Niggas not supposed to be humble and respecting each other during the matchup. It's supposed to be afterwards. Y'all build y'all rapport and all that shit afterwards. But during the battle, animosity is supposed to happen. But you don't let it go too far when niggas are just shoving each other and throwing shit at each other. That's just some next level bullshit.
Yeah, that was damn near
a bunch of dumb shit.
That was like, if you just really think about it, they got some Grape Street Crips and some 60s battling in the middle of New Jersey. Like, if you really think about it,
this
shit not really safe. It's not safe for real. But we're gonna try to get through it.
But whose fault is that, though? We gotta put that on, like, Arsenal. Arsenal should know better. Keep those niggas in the audience. Don't put them up there on the stage next to each other. Like, come on now.
But my
nigga
was
in the background on the mic.
It would have been a problem no matter where you put these niggas, bro. These niggas is two different sets, room for two different niggas. Niggas is probably on Molly. Niggas drunk. Niggas is high. Niggas ain't trying to be
exactly
quiet and be respectable. Come on, man.
Yeah, they not taking
it. You rent, my nigga, and you start your drinking and smoking, my nigga, you start having a good time there. They went from, I want to see a battle, to having a good time, not realizing them saying, damn, we the ones who fucking the battle up. You know what I'm saying?
But you see, that's the difference, though. URL got they have a certain type of aura that niggas won't be so disrespectful throwing shit. You got, y'all may look at Smack like he ain't just nobody. He a small nigga, like niggas ain't respecting him, but they actually do. If he's trying to tell niggas to chill, they actually chill. If Arsenal try to tell niggas to chill, niggas ain't listening to him. He's like, he one of them niggas. They just gonna run right through that nigga and say whatever they feel like saying. Like, it's different. It's level. That's why they
say the
most respect to lead.
That culture is just something you. That's particular. Like that, I'm thinking about it. That game, like, you can't, like, if Smack was in LA doing a Surf vs. Suge battle, we got Grapes in the building and 60s in the building. Smack telling nobody. Smack ain't telling us to be quiet. This person killed my cousin. These actual things that happen. I don't care what Smack talking about. So they just thinking about it like these are gang members. Like, they don't. They from this place. Like, they not worrying about no battling. All
right.
Suge is against the ropes.
So then Suge
was against the ropes losing. The Grape Street nigga was like, you know what? I'm gonna throw a bottle. Fuck it, I'm gonna throw a box.
So battle rap is sensitive now. So we just kind of like, oh well, we can't be. We basically going back to like, no, we can't say certain shit because basically the only reason why them two niggas started their own entourage started throwing shit because they got personal. So we can't just get personal now when it comes down to people that's cool with each other or know much about each other or grew up with each other. They got to be like, they just got to be all bars and just no personals and shit, basically.
I mean, I agree. That's just like, that's just a, like, because I'm from, that's just a sensitive battle from L.A. Like, you can't put no 60 against no Hoover. Like, those type of battles not going to work in L.A. Those are gang battles. Like, somebody's going to get killed at this. Like, nobody's going to lose. Somebody's going to have to die over this. So you can't. That's a sensitive battle. You can't do that. We done lost our cousins. We done lost our family relatives over this. So
that's
you
crazy,
can't do gang
man.
Battles.
See, but why we – see, this is the thing, though. Man, we kind of contradicting ourselves. We wanted niggas to get personal because we always like, yo, I hope these niggas don't play around and just spit some random bullshit and shit like that. We wanted them to get personal. They actually did that. And now it's like, obviously, it came with some tension that we ain't expect. And I was like, damn, we don't know if that should have happened. Now it's like, yo, we just contradicted ourselves.
Man, I'm telling you, that gang shit is just – you remember Daylight when he battled, what's his name, and dude said, I'll throw the blood shit in your face, and Daylight stopped battling to fight? This is sensitive. These are very sensitive things. Like, this is not – you can't play with that. Like, I'm trying to tell you, like, people really lost their lives over just a color and flags. And this is where they teach people from. It's hard to put – so I kind of understood – nigga probably felt like, yo, Suge against the ropes. I'm going to just throw a bottle. Because I know this nigga Suge about to kill Suge. That's probably how he felt.
Right.
Like,
but I don't know, man. That shit just, it just makes everything look, it makes shit pointless. Because I remember back in the day, niggas was getting personal. And we it didn't get to that point where niggas just start throwing shit and, like, fighting. And it's just like, now we getting overly sensitive over, like, shit. That's, it really doesn't mean nothing after the battle. Niggas gonna they gonna dap it up and that's it. Niggas gonna probably do a record battle right after. But now we done fucked up the battle itself because niggas in the audience just want to feel some type of way because they're like, nah, that shit ain't true, and they just, nah, that shit is corny. I'm mad.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey yo, not 864. You on?
Yeah, I'm on. What's up, Caps? What's going on?
What up, bro? I see you on Twitter. What's going on?
Man, yeah, I was just listening to the conversation. I was trying to. I feel the bro from L.A. because I'm from Hoover. Ain't no way possible.
Mm-hmm.
We battled in the 60. Ain't no way.
Exactly.
We gonna set the battle up just to shoot somebody.
Exactly.
And I love battle rap.
Oh shit.
It ain't no way Schoolboy Q gonna ever do a song with Nipsey Hussle.
Gonna
happen.
Exactly. It's not gonna work.
That's crazy.
We lost family.
It's never
gonna
happen.
My mama is from Hoover. If my mama see me with some Yankee shit on, my mama gonna say, get out of my house.
I'm from Fried Deuce, so I already know.
That's not gonna happen. Like, we really lost family over this.
I got people, they cousins neighborhood Crips. They don't even talk to their cousins because one cousin who's in the other neighborhood.
It
goes deeper than battle rap.
Yeah, it's ignorant to an extent.
It's ignorant as fuck to an extent. But I see where they're coming from. But the shit is ignorant as fuck, though.
It's very ignorant.
So it was a bad boy to book the battle to begin with. Because just because them niggas great on stage don't mean they from Arsenal hood. Suge and Arsenal could be from two different sets. They can be from two different hoods. Just because they great don't mean they from the same area. Arsenal might not even know them niggas.
In the 60s and the greats don't get along
patrol
to begin
he
with.
Don't know. If he don't know them, they ain't giving them no respect.
But we don't really know Jersey, how the politics work there, so I can't really speak
on
Jersey.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying.
It could be divided off.
Yeah, exactly. But here, I know Grapes and 60s don't like each other. I don't know how it works in
Jersey.
Man,
nobody likes 60s, man. I've been Crips since I was 12 years old. Nobody likes 60s.
So are we saying they shouldn't have battled each other, period?
Hell no. Not in Jersey, anyway. It would have been better
not in
New
Jersey.
York, maybe.
Exactly. That's
New
what
York,
I was saying.
Yeah, they could have did it. Because Smack wouldn't let all them people
in the
building.
But if you think about
25
entourages. But you got to think about it. So, all right. So, are you saying that they shouldn't have battled on UW? Because it don't make sense. I don't really think it makes sense.
Didn't UW just battle in Brooklyn?
They
could have did it again.
Yeah, but you know what? I would think that Arsenal niggas, them niggas, they upset them niggas is from Jersey. Like, if they're going to feel safe at home, they around that shit. You got to remember something. Arsenal, these niggas is probably used to being around all these niggas and shit. I don't think that that
yeah,
shit
like
started
I said,
when
they
was battling
they shook shit. People, just because they shook people don't mean they Arsenal people. It could be two different
oh,
grapes.
I got you. Mm.
Like, you can be
yeah,
right.
yeah.
one set of grape, and you can be around. Arsenal might not even know them niggas, especially if they want to give them no respect. He might not even know them. He might not even know cuz now. He... They be like, nigga, fuck
yeah,
you not from my hood. You ain't get put down with me. All that. All that go. It don't matter because they great. They'll kill one they own.
Yeah. All right, so are we saying that gang members shouldn't battle?
Nah, we ain't
now,
saying that. We saying
like,
the entourage
yeah,
played a part
it.
In the battle. The entourage
this is still
what caused all the mayhem.
You know what I'm saying? So it's,
for sure.
Uh-huh.
Yo, Cash, you got to think. You got B-Magic. He a crip. He been battling everybody. He battled
yeah,
white
B-Magic
like
come to the battle
paper.
By itself, though. B-Magic
exactly.
come to the battle by itself.
Yeah, he not also, bringing them.
Suge and Surf, either they didn't want to battle by themselves, or they knew something was going to happen, or they were scared. Because you don't need 15 niggas behind you to battle.
Right.
Not
yeah,
battle
but you're not handling But hold on. At the same time, my nigga, they home in New Jersey. How they not going to have
the
niggas
problem.
There?
That was the problem. The demographic.
I think that
was
the problem,
the location.
That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah, Jersey. You can't put that.
Then
like,
they just it just had a UW in Brooklyn. They might should have took it back to Brooklyn. Because
yeah,
it probably
yeah.
not
yeah,
too many graves,
mean,
not too many 60s in New York.
But I mean, go all the way to Brooklyn just to have this battle happen when you can have it right in your backyard where your whole state loves it. I mean, this is the battle.
Yeah, but look what happened.
If I go to Brooklyn,
you think they lost money?
I get it. But I'm looking at it from how Arsenal is probably looking at it as being the owner of UW. He's probably looking at that shit like, man, we going to make it pop over here if we have these niggas over
yeah,
here.
He should have looked at it from the ground up.
Jersey thing.
He
should have
looked at it from the ground up. He wasn't thinking about all the ACAPs in business. You got risk and reward. You got to think about all the risk before you can reap out of reward.
Yeah.
That's the end line of business.
You got Hitman and Verb. I mean... You got Hitman.
Yeah,
he's supposed to get blood, but, you know.
Yeah, but Hitman said I ain't in New York. Hitman don't be with that many people on stage, but his little brother and
exactly.
maybe three other dudes.
Yeah.
So
Hitman brother ain't hit nobody
now,
on stage.
Now I see
he only
that.
Hit somebody after.
Now I see what you're saying. You saying the fact that they had so many niggas, you know what I'm saying, that's really what it is. It's not the battle.
Yeah, you can't control everybody.
Look, you can't control all that.
Just because Surf and Suge rap don't mean they big homies. They just rap.
Mm-hmm.
They might not have no pull over them niggas. They can't control no Crips outlaws. They can't control them people. And then if they people say something, they can't say nothing. If one of Surf people says something to one of Suge people, Surf can be like, chill out. You can't go against the grain like that.
I've been 12, I know.
He'd be like, shut up, nigga. You gonna defend that nigga? He from Grape. You gonna defend him? You can't do that. And then they got 30 people
battle.
On stage. What the fuck you need 30 people on stage to battle for? And it's supposed to be your man.
Yeah.
It's 15 behind one dude, 15 behind the other dude. They drunk, just like you said.
What?
Drunk, high. Ain't no telling what's going on. They mad. That baby mama done pissed them off. They coming to take it out
man.
On the other hood.
Yeah.
It's a sensitive battle, man.
Look how much money Arsenal lost on it. They got, look how many people Arsenal them. That's why I wouldn't have it in Newark. Look how many people they probably had to let in for free just because they know them from the streets. That's losing plenty of money.
That's a sensitive battle, too.
On the stage alone, Caps, how many people you think paid that was on that stage? You see how full that stage was? I bet you they didn't make a dollar off the stage.
That bitch was
I guarantee
too.
They lost money. Then they didn't even get a full battle.
It was a bad idea,
just
man.
Think about
it
that aspect. All them people on the stage, 45, 50 people on that small-ass stage, nobody paid.
Because
they all crip. Surfer, I got 15 with me. Suge, I got 15 with me. Ah, okay.
Yeah.
What the fuck? That's down there $2,000-$3,000, Caps.
Damn, you lost right there. It's because you cool with these niggas.
That's what I'm saying. Because
that's true. Damn, that's true.
I'm just here to break it down for you, Caps, you know.
Yeah,
because I'm from
it.
I'm from it.
Mm.
I, I don't even listen to Cap. Hey. I can't even listen to Nipsey Hussle because he rolling 60. I can't stand that nigga.
Nah, it's really that bad, Caps. It's really that bad.
It go back to Tukey.
You can't. It's really that bad. Like these, like our relatives are gone over gang, so it's like we can't.
I don't even like
him.
Caps. I really don't even like Surf because he just our hood in the conceited battle.
Oh yeah, I seen that. When Khan said that bar, but
I
guess
that used to be my favorite battle rapper. So he said that shit.
Yeah.
Khan said, if I ask you what's a Hoover, he said, I know what that is. Throw up a finger sign about H. Ah, I can't listen to Surf no more.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's a rap.
That's crazy. You might not think it go that deep,
but it go that deep.
That shit is fucked.
But the fact
is,
where
you from?
Stop, though. It needs to stop,
Colin,
though.
Where you from? You in Memphis?
Yeah, I'm in Memphis.
Where you at? What part?
I'm from East Memphis, huh?
You in the East? Man, I got to link up
with
you.
Yeah, East Memphis.
I got to see what parts you in this shit.
Yeah, I'm in East Memphis over here by, like, Parkway Village area, 38118 area.
Oh, all right. Nah, I'm over here for Winchester. That's why I'm asking you shit.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you right around the corner. That's shit. I'm about to pull up over there in a hot second.
No, the fuck you not, nigga. Nah, I'm fucking with you. Like, yo, we all together.
Nah, sure.
Nah,
yeah, man, born and raised, man. We got about 400 hoovers over here in my neighborhood. My whole high school was hoovers.
Oh, yeah, I ain't come to check you, nigga. That's all I had to hear, nigga.
Cap, you good. Ain't nothing going to happen to you.
Hey, yo, I'm going to say, so we all talking about Surf and Suge. Like, what about Tay Rock and Arsenal? Are we going to give Arsenal the prop? He bought it.
I think Arsenal got
that
battle. I had watched the pay-per-view. I think Arsenal got him.
I seen that battle too. I got Rock in that.
Y'all know Arsenal. This is why, yo, Caps, man. This is why I be pissed off when you don't put me on when y'all niggas be talking about Tay Rock. Because I know subconsciously all y'all niggas was loving the fact that Tay Rock was out of his comfort zone, not on URL.
No, Rock
go to
my
another
favorite.
Stage. Not you.
Nah,
bro.
Rock didn't get that gas.
In general,
Rock didn't get that
niggas,
gas.
Niggas was ready to see Tay Rock lose because he's out of his comfort zone, thinking he all gas. And when he actually goes out to another league and does well and wins, in my opinion, it's like, yeah, all niggas be like, ah, well, you know, I think the other dude was just not coming as good as Rock. Come on, man.
URL got all their favorite battlers though, so that's nothing new.
Nah,
yeah.
Man, yeah. Come on, man.
They
Rock,
all
first of all,
Rock
nah,
fire,
man.
Rock fire. I fuck with Rock.
I had Rock winning that Arsenal battle. Personally, 2-1.
So is Rock one of the runners for Battle of the Year?
No.
I think he can creep up there because he has C3. He had a good battle. The 2-on-2 was fire with him and Surf gun titles.
Well,
they saying this top five.
You know what? That Sirius Jones battle is going to tell it.
Oh, you said Arsenal. Oh, Arsenal. Arsenal.
Yeah, I said Arsenal.
Oh, okay.
Arsenal bounced back strong. I'm glad they killed Cortez. Please, I want Cortez to retire.
Man, yeah.
Oh, there we go.
Hey, yo, Caps.
He lost the
chiller. Go, my nigga.
Caps. He lost the chiller.
Cortez got to retire for real, though. Cause
Cortez beat him, man. Cut it out, man. Cortez beat him. He beat him, man.
My nigga, y'all
selling materials.
Yo, my nigga, y'all saying he needs to retire. This, you know how many niggas are worse than Cortez out here? And y'all saying y'all want him to retire? Come on.
A lot of these niggas don't be having opportunities that Cortez has. When he finally gets his opportunities, guess what? He always flops. He fails.
Thank you.
He was on Gnome. Yeah, that is
he
bad.
Beat Big K.
That is.
He beat Big K.
Yeah, and his stock went down. How you win a battle and your stock go down?
Yeah, I'm good. What you mean? How his stock go down?
What, he went from Big K to Rad B? Or what's the guy he battled on John Jones? He went down.
Oh, yeah,
I think Rad B.
Who
did that?
Shit. Nah, he battled
Rad
not Rad B.
Nah,
he battled Riggs.
Yeah, he beat. That nigga beat John Cortez.
I don't understand these niggas. I don't understand these niggas and shit. Yeah, it's the paper chase. He beat Big K. Oh, he battled Riggs after,
lost the
after Big K wasn't before. Yeah, because
that's
like, they say he lost. I'm just like, oh, man.
That's
he
the
lost
problem.
The Riggs.
Cortez Frisbee.
Yeah,
Riggs oversaturated
Riggs beat him
himself.
With a box of shoes. After Riggs gave him a box of shoes, the battle was over.
But you know what? You got to be honest. That was Riggs' biggest battle of his entire fucking life, probably, bro.
And he did what he supposed to do. He didn't say 400 block it.
Yeah.
We got to get Jay the fuck out of here, too. Off name alone.
Oh, nah, Jay. Nah, don't do Jay that. Jay fire, man. He just in Shook Shadow, man.
Man,
I like Jay.
Come
on, dog.
I like
Jay, man. I like Jay.
You
I don't think he's
that
Dennis bad.
When his battle drop.
Yeah, I'm hoping he beats Dre Dennis. I'm not going to see that beat. I'm not even going to
Cap,
I'm hoping
he better beat Dre Dennis.
Dang,
yeah.
So now we got
yeah.
Jay is on that list of niggas to get out of here. Dang, when did
Jay
get on
that
list?
Nah, you know what, though, Posey? Hold on, Posey. Yo, remember the Facebook for him and Dre Dennis? He got to have
it. Hey, it's a process of elimination. We got to get some of these niggas the fuck out of here. It's too many.
How we do, though?
ASAP.
You got
too
the Toaster Man and shit. Niggas got Pop-Tart bot guy and shit. We don't know all these
motherfuckers. Niggas' names is D.I. the Henny Man. What the fuck is going on with these names, man? I'm getting pissed off right now because I'm seeing a lot of names that just doesn't make sense to be in hip-hop, much less battle rap. And niggas is getting away with this shit.
Battle rap.
They just, come on, man. Niggas is disrespecting themselves. Mm-hmm. They disrespecting themselves, so they're not going to go far with a name like that, bro. Damn, so we getting rid of yeah, Drake.
Yeah, your name play is a big deal and who you can be and how far you can take it. These motherfuckers don't want to rap past 28.
Hey, yo, Caps, man. You really going to sit here and say how? As much as niggas has been hyping up
your
this
name
New Jersey twerk.
Part of your whole persona.
New Jersey twerk ain't going nowhere. You going to tell me back in 2 years from now. Twerk going to be in the same position he in right now because of his name. Remember,
let me ask y'all this. I was randomly thinking about this while I was playing 2K earlier. Let me ask y'all this, man. Is Av bigger than Show Off? What's his nigga name? Show Off?
Oh,
is Av bigger
of
than
course.
Show Off?
Of course.
Yes.
Show Off all mouth.
Damn.
But is that because of the league? So is the I think the league is bigger than the battlers.
Yes.
All right, hold on,
wait a minute.
Hold on. All right, wait. Are we sure it's yes? Because Show Off has battles with
yes.
people than Av.
That's what I was. But look,
Show
the
Off
league.
Came on your radio show, swearing he beat Big K, and he lost.
My nigga,
that's not a clear battle, bro. That's not a clear battle, B. That's not clear. A lot of niggas got Show Off winning, and I can see why.
A lot of people don't like Big K because he blocked him. But he blocked him too, and I like him. He's one of my favorites, but I don't care.
Hey,
he still won.
But his ass bigger than Show Off, and why?
Yeah.
I want to know why is he bigger than him.
I don't know.
The platform.
Okay, Ass had one
it's
battle
platform,
here. Show Off. Okay, so URL. All you gotta do is have a great battle on URL, and you at the top of the food chain.
Nah, to be honest,
it don't hurt as crazy as that sounds.
That's what it is, man. Niggas be hating it. Yeah. They don't want to admit this shit because URL is URL. URL is the most respected. Niggas, this is why niggas say that shit all the time, and people hate that shit. Bro.
Exactly.
If you on RBE and you built your name off RBE, you're still not going to be better than the nigga that had one dope battle on URL. Because that nigga that had that one dope battle, his marketing, everything, the brand itself that he's on, the platform
is
already.
Yeah, Cap gonna review
it. Everybody
gonna review the battle. They gonna blow it up.
Yeah. Because
look at Jim's. Jim's resume is stellar. Look at Jim's resume,
exactly.
But he's still an up-and-comer. Like, Jim's still a little, like.
Jim's is terrible. Let's get him the fuck out of
here. But look at his resume. His resume is crazy. He got one of the best resumes for an up-and-comer. He got Nessel. He got Sirius Jones. Chug. He got all kind of, like.
How many of those he win, though?
Yo, if he did that all on URL, guess what? If he did that all those battles on URL.
Especially with his personality.
He'll be where T-Top
exactly.
at.
T-Top ain't got no personality like Jim. Jim's a damn fool.
Yeah.
But guess what? Who's bigger, though? Top.
Top.
Yeah.
It's all about the platform, B.
That's crazy. All you need is a great battle URL.
And
you're at the top of the food chain.
It just didn't die. It also depends on what content they're putting out.
Yeah, that's
Danny Myers
is
big without URL.
Danny Myers.
See, but Danny Myers will never get that respect until he does what he does on URL. Like this battle he had with Young Cannon. Yeah, he's getting that respect now. It's starting to show. But it wasn't like that when he was off that. Everywhere he went, KOTD, all them leagues. Like, nobody cared. Like, they ain't respect him. Rex definitely ain't respect him.
But because he don't battle for name. He just battled the battle. He's not trying to push himself up. He swear he's doing something for the culture. You're hurting yourself. He got to battle some names.
Yeah.
He should be battling some of the people he battled. That's just fact.
Yeah.
They oversaturate themselves, though. You can't be doing that too much, man.
I think the battle culture got a soft spot for Danny Myers, man. Danny Myers.
Shit, he got a battle. He got 10 kids. He got to do something.
He's a soft spot.
Yeah, it's like, because you can't, like, if you just read the, like, if anybody ever, like, if you read the comment, like, if anybody says anything disrespectful about Danny Myers, everybody's going to go in on you. Like, we got to, because Danny Myers tries so hard, it's like, we can't get mad at him. Because you're trying so hard to please us in a climate where nobody's trying hard at all.
The world's too sensitive, man. The world's too sensitive. It's getting too sensitive. I've seen some people mad at, say nothing about me if you don't want me to say nothing about you. I don't care what you got going on.
That's because it was sensitive as hell.
I don't care if you're talking about killing yourself or none of that. Well, bitch, go ahead and die. Don't talk about me. Especially if I even spoke about you.
Yeah. But Danny, I think Danny just trying really hard. That's why everybody loves him. Like he tries very hard when he battles. So it's like
I noticed something. I noticed in that battle with Young Cannon, though, this nigga showed more animosity than he ever did ever in battle rap. And that's actually a good sign for him, really. Because he always been the nigga that be dapping niggas up and cheesing hard every round against his opponent. Now he actually doing the opposite. Like,
He was overly doing it, though. It was like, Danny, you don't have to do it so pout. Like, he was doing it.
I don't mind that, man, over what he was doing before. Like, that shit, I respect that more than the other shit he was doing. That shit was
going
to tell, like.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, I hate to cut this shit short. We got to stop it right now so we can have a show tonight. So, I'm going to get Cole, you calling up?
Oh, all right.
Yeah, I'll call up.
Yeah, call tonight so we can go over to YK and the Danny and all that. So, y'all niggas call back up, and we definitely going to get this shit back popping again and shit.
All right.
Appreciate y'all.
All right.